NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stafford County, Virginia authorities are trying to determine why a man fired at sheriff's deputies investigating his crashed vehicle early yesterday morning. Frank Hammond has more.
Stafford Sheriff's deputies responded to the accident on Cool Springs Road around 2 a.m., but no one was in the vehicle. However, a man was standing several hundred yards away. As deputies approached, they saw he was holding a handgun and tried to get him to put down the gun, but instead he fired a shot at the deputies. They returned fire, striking him, and later died at Mary Washington Hospital. His name has not been released. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at
that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump may have a new nickname for Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. It's Devil. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania yesterday, Trump said that former candidate Bernie Sanders made a deal with the devil when he endorsed Clinton.
If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil.
The Trump campaign has been making an effort to draw Sanders supporters disillusioned with Clinton's nomination. In a poll,
car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stafford County, Virginia authorities are trying to determine why a man fired at sheriff's deputies investigating his crashed vehicle early yesterday morning. Frank Hammond has more.
Stafford Sheriff's deputies responded to the accident on Cool Springs Road around 2 a.m., but no one was in the vehicle. However, a man was standing several hundred yards away. As deputies approached, they saw he was holding a handgun and tried to get him to put down the gun, but instead he fired a shot at the deputies. They returned fire, striking him, and later died at Mary Washington Hospital. His name has not been released. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
The California Senate Appropriations Committee is planning on holding another hearing on a bill supporters say would make it easier to lay down fiber optic cable, makes it easier for you to get internet.
The information highway is important in the 21st century we live in. The reality is that many people in my district do not have access to high-speed internet, and AB 1549 helps to close that gap.
Wood also says the bill would encourage more public and private partnerships and make sure Caltrans lets smaller internet companies know where broadband conduits were. Stocks are starting out a new day on Wall Street after closing mixed, with falling oil prices dragging down the Dow and Standard & Poor's. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 28 points, the S&P 500 shed 3, and NASDAQ up 22 to end the session at 5184. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod Williams Stoll.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
When your
I just heard this song before. Yes, this is the theme song of the weather sponsor, and they have the weather sponsor owner here, and that's Tracy Lynn Fuzzolari. Her husband, Chad, could not make it today, and I'm sorry that we don't have him, but we have Tracy Lynn all to ourselves, and we're going to talk with her all about Homestead Senior Care today and her business. So, pleasure to have Tracy in, and Tracy is also the host of Boomer's World, which we will be listening to at 11 o'clock today. So, Tracy, pleasure to have you in here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Chris. Good to be here.
Great to have you. And I've always had a great time talking with you off air. So it was great to have you come in and talk about your business on air. Now, I've had the pleasure.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The timing is so conspicuous. The administration would have us believe that it's just a coincidence that the administration would secretly, behind the back of Congress, deliver $400 million in cash-ready currency for the Iranians to spend.
The transaction happened as Iran freed four Americans it had held for more than a year. Hudson Institute fellow Rebecca Heinrichs says America money shouldn't be going to Iran.
We know what the Iranians are spending their money on these days. They're supporting the Assad regime. They're funding Hezbollah. And so this is what the American dollars are going towards.
3 inches of rain fell in parts of the greater Phoenix area. Water rescues abound.
It was an extremely large amount of rain in an extremely short amount of time in one place that was very low-lying on the I-17. So we had a lot of factors working against that area.
USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nicol Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicolblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nicol Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nicol Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nicolblock.tv.
More reports that the Obama administration paid $400 million in cash at the same time Iran released four American prisoners. Jim Hansen with the Center for Security Policy tells Fox News there's no question whether that amount amounts to paying ransom.
I don't know any other reason why you would stack Swiss francs and euros on pallets and put them on an unmarked plane to fly them to Iran. It makes you wonder whether the Iran deal itself was written using cutout letters from a newspaper.
A Kaysville city councilman in Utah is being asked to pay back thousands of dollars of city funds he used to repair his personally owned fire truck. City Councilman Chris Snell says what Adams did is a conflict of interest.
It's absolutely, you don't use public money to benefit yourself personally. It's for the public benefit.
In sports, both the Olympics in Rio and the NFL start this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In Virginia, the Fredericksburg NAACP and the Fredericksburg Police have teamed up to educate the public about how a traffic stop is supposed to play out. Frank Hammond has more.
The two produced a video in which Officer Ryan Merrill talks about what a police officer and drivers and passengers should do. President of the Fredericksburg chapter of the NAACP, the Reverend Hashmel Turner, says the problem is not being informed. Turner says the local NAACP is also sending out pamphlets, the 411 on the 50, in an effort to educate people about what to expect when dealing with police. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Last night was National Night Out, which aims to help citizens and police get to know each other a little better. Boys and Girls Club spokesman Sam Gray in Hartford, Connecticut, says it's invaluable to the community.
We have to take the responsibility of doing things just like this, getting to know our neighbors, getting to know law enforcement, getting to know those individuals that work in our communities so that we can drive change in a positive way.
The number of people with chronic diseases in California is going up, and so is the cost. Rolf Benirski, co-founder of Legacy Health Strategies, says diabetes is one of the main culprits.
I mean, if you just look at the pre-diabetics alone, if we can keep those patients from becoming diabetics, that's an enormous drain on our system that would be avoided.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. More news at www.usaradio.com.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We do this show here on 100 in Chamber Radio in beautiful Flemington, New Jersey, every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. And today's topic is going to be molding. One of the things that I wanted to talk about in a couple of shows, and I was getting notes on, is I noticed that with the new lighter paint colors and the newer homes, I'm seeing more and more molding, either new construction where they have wonderful molding, and I'll talk about a project that I'm working on in Flemington on a brand new house that has tons of molding, but also older homes. I do work in northern New Jersey as well in some of the older homes, and we're constantly adding molding and trim. That seems to be a trend. We're going to talk about the different types of molding from the floor to the ceiling and things that you can do. All right, we're going to go to a couple commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that.
Well, at least I can.
Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on 100 in Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, and good morning. Welcome to Modern Design. Today we're going to start with the weather, as we normally do. It says it's currently fair skies with 75 degrees. It is beautiful this morning. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 82 degrees. Tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low of 59. On Thursday it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 83 degrees. Thursday night it'll be mostly clear with a low of 61. On Friday, it'll be mostly sunny again with a high of 84 degrees. For those of you who have beach houses, this is a good week for that, I think. Friday night, there's going to be it's going to be mostly cloudy, then a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 67. On Saturday, unfortunately, what's happening to our weekends? Saturday, there's a 40% of thunderstorms with a high of 89. On Saturday night, continuing 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 64. And on Sunday, a beautiful, mostly sunny day, yes, with a high of 82 degrees. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program here is Modern Design. Each week, we talk about different trending topics. And today's topic is going to be all about molding and trim. As I say, I do quite a bit. I've been doing this for almost 20 years now, and I do more and more molding and trim now than ever. When I go into, to be honest, when I go into new construction, I always take note, because I think we always sort of steal off of each other, of what the builders are doing, what they're putting in as trim to sell houses. And trim is getting more and more and more elaborate, specifically in dining rooms, but in all parts of the house. And I want to break that down a little bit to you. Also, people that are, I'll work in, you know, 1970s houses or very old houses, and all of them have the same wish. They want to always add more molding. It's something that makes the house look more beautiful, but at the same time, it also increases the value of the home. So let's break it down a little bit and start with, from the floor to the ceiling, the types of molding and things that you may want to add in different places. I'll also open our phone lines now if anybody wants to call in with questions about molding or trim and doors, everything to make your house more beautiful. Our phone number here in studio is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410, and you can give us a call with your questions, or maybe you had a success with molding and something that you want to pass along. All right, let's start from the floor up. These days, many people are doing hardwood floors, at least on their first floor. And when you have a hardwood floor surface, or if you have a tile or a stone surface, at the floor level, there is a molding that we like to put on, a finished floor molding, and that's called shoe molding. Now, a lot of people want to go in to do their houses, whether I'm renovating a bathroom or whether I'm painting. I will say, you're shoe molding, and they have absolute, they look at their shoe. They have no idea of what I'm talking about. And shoe molding is that molding that goes below your baseboard molding. It's the molding that actually hits the floor. It's the connection between the wall and the floor. It's they call it sometimes quarter round. It's that molding between the end of literally the end of the wall and the floor. That transition piece is called a shoe molding, and it's very appropriate to have that shoe molding. Typically, it's painted white, or it can be stained, but typically that's painted white or a trim color and semi-gloss. It's important to have that in hard surfaces. So if you have a hardwood floor, if you have any sort of stone surface, if you have tile, if you have anything of that nature, then there should be that transition molding between those two things, that shoe molding that goes all the way around the room and makes the room look finished. If you've ever gone into a room that has a hardwood floor, a tile floor, and it doesn't have a shoe molding, you'll see that there'll be a gap between the floor itself, the top of the floor, and then the baseboard molding. And that's just an awful thing to look at. And more important than that, that's where you get all sorts of problems as far as dust and debris, and it collects things. It's just a bad thing to have. So inexpensive shoe molding is something that you want to add to any surface, with the exception of if you're going to have wall-to-wall carpeting, because in that case, the wall-to-wall carpeting will be flush with the baseboard molding and no reason to add shoe molding. But if you have a house right now, take a look at your baseboards. Go around and take a look at your baseboards. And if you're missing shoe molding, maybe in part of the house or in all of the house, that's a very inexpensive fix and will really make your house look more finished. The next molding I want to talk about is baseboard molding. And baseboard molding is that molding from the bottom of your floor, if you will, up. And all houses pretty much have baseboard molding. Even commercial spaces, I'm looking in studio here, we have a vinyl cove molding here. But everybody, basically every space that you look at will have a baseboard molding. That's the bottom molding. And even if there's no other molding in the room other than around maybe the door frames, pretty much every house is going to have baseboard molding. Often baseboard molding can be a very low profile and very unassuming, and you don't think much about it. In years past, that was always a stained thing. These days, baseboard moldings tend to be white, and if they're not white, I tend to make them white. You know, someone came in yesterday to see me in the store, and they were talking about years past. This woman said to me, she goes, you know, all the trim was always stained and the walls were white. Now it's opposite. The walls are color and the trim is painted white. And that really is the case. Very often I go, unless there's some sort of extenuating circumstance with the type of house it is, where it's very historical and they have a lot of mahogany wood or it's a foyer or something like that, I really tend to just paint all trim white. I really like clean white trim. In fact, the color I use the most for painting is Benjamin Moore Super White. I like to use semi-gloss on the trim. And then the ceilings, I like to do a flat super white as well, so they tie in together but are different finishes. But baseboard molding these days tends to be bigger when you go into the new construction houses. And I suggest that you do that. When there's ever model homes, go in and you don't just have to look at the furniture. Look at what the builder has done to sell the unit. You'll notice that the profile of baseboard molding now is taller and taller. And having a big base molding is a signal to people when they go to purchase your house, if you go to sell, that it's quality, that you put the time in. And it's something that you can do at any point in a home's life. And changing out the baseboard molding to a thicker or a taller profile will really make the house look polished, more finished, and of quality. The one thing that I would suggest is I have seen people that renovate their homes and they make one area of their home where they put in new baseboard molding but not the rest. I feel very strong that whatever you do when you renovate a house, it should look as if it was always done that way. So if you're going to change your baseboard molding, you want to make sure that you do it throughout the house or at least through the floor. If you're going to do the first floor, change out the profile consistently. We always want from room to room, we want to have consistency with our flooring and we want consistency with our trim. We want our trims to be the same color and we want our trims to be the same profile. So raising the size or putting a bigger piece or more substantial piece of baseboard molding, it's really a plus. I think with any style home that you have, a baseboard molding is a really good thing. It looks nice, it's finished, and it gives a sense of value to a home. So I see that happening a lot. I see that for a while it was in style to do a baseboard molding that had a lot of ornamentation to it, whether it be it was sort of fluted on top or, you know, it had some decorative elements to it. For a little while there, I was even seeing things like Agendard and little things added, embellishments that were added to the baseboard molding. I really do not like that at all. I really like the molding to be just a very tall profile, and that's relative to the size of your wall, so I'm not going to give you a standard profile that I like. But if you have 8-foot ceilings, you want to make sure your baseboard molding is not ridiculously tall because it's going to throw things off. But a good baseboard molding painted in super white semi-gloss is a great look, and in conjunction with the shoe molding that will finish it off with a hardwood floor, I think you have your best possible surface, in my eyes anyway, that you can do. Then I want to talk a little bit about doors. Most people don't realize, I have a painting company, Maven Hill Painting, and we paint every week. When I say trim, I have to say trim and doors, but people don't realize doors are part of trim. So when you were working on interior doors, or exterior, but interior doors of a home, doors are usually framed out. And sometimes, without doors, thoroughfares transitions between the rooms, openings, are framed out. That's trim. Take a look around your room right now, whether you're in a commercial space or whether you're your home, and take a look at your door and how your door is hung. In our studio here, we have two openings, if you will. One is into an interior supply closet, and that has a flush door with no, the door itself has no ornamentation, and it's trimmed out in a standard profile trim that's sort of fluted looking. And then we have a door into the studio, and that's a hollow core 6-panel door, and that has a similar but not the same trim around it. One of the things that can really make a house look good and finished, and one of the ways I get older houses sold, is I take away often their flush doors. In the 1960s, there was a big change to look more modern, kind of the way it is now in 2016, to make things look streamlined and more modern. And many people took out their solid doors and that were 6-panel or so on, or 5-panel, and replaced them with hollow core streamlined looking doors. So you see remnants of that very much so today, because 60s when we had our biggest building boom in the 60s. So you still have a lot of that. I see that in a lot of older homes. I love to change that out and to do it still could be an inexpensive hollow core door, but if you do a door that has embellishments to it, if you door that has six raised panels in it, you really have a more finished look, particularly with traditional homes, with colonials, with ranches and so on. If you do have that feature to your doors and your doors are consistent, it really makes a house look finished. Again, our goal here with trim is to be consistent with the trim. We don't want to have different rooms have different doors, different casings, different baseboard moldings. We want continuity. We want the color to be the same, and we want the profile to be the same, because we want to give the appearance as if the house was built that way. So something to keep in mind. Okay, we're going to go to some commercial messages, and we'll continue our talking today about trim and doors and how to improve your home here on Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, if you're just tuning in at this point. I do have my business located right here in Flemington at the Flemington Circle, which is undergoing a little bit of construction right now, but we are open at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I do share my space with John, who's been a guest many times, from Rugs to Riches. I have a 2,500 square foot showroom, which was formerly the Lennox location, Lennox, China, and have all sorts of decorative accessories, candles, beautiful area rugs, small rugs, large rugs. We can even make rugs for you custom from Broadloom, which is a great look for right now, to your size and specification. Rug runners, indoor-outdoor carpeting, things of that nature, hardwood floors. I have wonderful small pieces of furniture, coffee tables, end tables, nest of tables, mirrors, artwork. We have a couple of local artists. I've had John Schmidt as a guest on the show. He's had some wonderful, he has the gallery in French, and he has some wonderful pieces, gifts, glassware, dishes, all sorts of interesting and unique pieces that I've collected along the way. So come check us out in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31 Flemington. We're in the Kitchen Expo Plaza right by Ideal Tile. And come visit us anytime. Our phone number is 908-884-0770. Okay, so we're talking about today trim and molding. We've started by going from the ground up with the shoe molding that finishes. That's the transition piece between the wall and the floor when you have a hard surface. Then we talked about baseboard molding and building up your baseboard molding. One of the things that I forgot to say that I have in my notes here is that if you're having an existing baseboard molding, sometimes the cheat is you can add additional molding and just make it look taller without removing the baseboard. And that's something that I've done as well. Seamlessly, we've added another piece and we've extended it, the height of it. And that's a nice look as well. You can always build up a molding. Nobody's ever going to say, oh my God, I'm not going to buy that house because it has big moldings. Big moldings are a good thing. Even in a contemporary house, molding always looks good. I mean, you could have the wrong style of molding, which is not good, but building up a molding is always going to make the house look better. So we had transitioned now to doors. And doors, in fact, are molding. They are trim. So we want to make sure that our doors are consistent. How many houses have you gone into? As I say, in studio, we have two doors. One is a hollow core flush door, and the other door is a hollow core six-panel door. They're both painted the same color, but they have different trims, and they have different profiles. And it's not a good, consistent look. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you want to look around your house and take note of how many doors you have. And then you want to make sure that the trim, the doors themselves, the profile of the doors are consistent. And often I like the doors painted out white. I have to tell you, in many homes, I do staging also for realtors. I work a lot with Coldwell Banker. I've worked with Turpin Realtors. I work with Weichert, actually, the most consistently, and Remax. And one of the ways I make a house look newer but also add more light to an existing space is by taking those doors, those stained dark doors, and just hitting them with a coat of white semi-gloss paint. They look so much cleaner and newer, and they reflect light. White is a color that has a super white in particular, has what's called a high LRV ratio. That's called light reflecting ratio. They actually reflect light and add it to the room. So whether you're looking just to bring some more brightness to your house or you're looking to put your house on the market, taking your dark stained doors to white makes such a difference. Again, there are a few exceptions. If you have a rustic home and so on, then maybe we'd have to look at it on an individual basis. But for the most part, changing your doors out and casings to white makes such a big difference. So we want to have the profile of our doors be consistent throughout the home. We want to have our hardware on the doors be consistent throughout the home. And then we want to look at the door casings. Now, again, in a large home, you're going to have transitions, doorways. Some of them have doors on them, and some of them don't have doors on them. But we want to make sure that the casings are consistent throughout, that you have the same profile. I was working on a construction project the other day, in Randolph, New Jersey, and the homeowner was looking to take one of the door openings and bring it up. Let's make it look taller. And what I tried to explain to the homeowner is, look at your other two transitions. They're all at a certain height. So making one significantly taller, even though that vantage point would be quite nice, the rest of the room is going to look disconjointed. You want to have symmetry when you work on trim and molding. You want to have symmetry. It brings things together. It looks very thoughtful that when the architect designed your home, that the spaces were consistent and well thought out. So we want to make sure that our door openings are similar in profile. We want to make sure that our doors are the same in profile, that they're finished in the same color. The hardware is the same. And then if it's a transition without a door in it, we want to make sure that the casings, that is the trim around the window, around the door, is very much consistent. All right, so we're going to go to our news now. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Well, there are no arrests yet, but police are questioning the parents of a Queens baby who claimed their little girl died after a priestess tried to rid her of the evil eye. Sarah Kessler reports.
5-month-old Alea Backay was found dead over the weekend at her family's Greenpoint Avenue apartment following a voodoo ritual. Her parents told police they took Alea to get her to stop crying. The ME says Alea died of multiple skull fractures, parents blaming the priestess, who they say rolled the baby around on the floor to rid her of the evil eye. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says he's ready to step down.
It's the right time, personally, professionally. Personally, you got a great job offer with Teneo. Professionally, the department is in great shape. I've got a line of succession that the mayor picked the right guy for the right time, Jimmy O'Neill.
USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie with Daybreak USA. You know, I've always had flat, lifeless, dull hair. I tried many things to give my hair body and thickness, and finally I just started wearing baseball caps because I was so frustrated with my flat hair. But I did find a solution. It's Cell Therapy by Ovation, a breakthrough treatment found in no other hair care line. They have high levels of nourishing conditioners that coat the cuticle, defending hair against breakage and resulting in thicker, stronger, longer hair. So basically, I had flat hair and now I have full hair. It's that simple. And Ovation is guaranteed to work. There's a 365-day money-back guarantee, a statement of confidence again found with no other hair care product. Ovation Cell Therapy is clinically proven to reduce breakage by over 80%. It really works. I've seen it for myself. Go online to ovationhair.com, and if you're a new customer, get a special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout at ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
Well, there are no arrests yet, but police are questioning the parents of a Queens baby who claim their little girl died after a priestess tried to rid her of the evil eye. Sarah Kessler reports.
5-month-old Alea Backe was found dead over the weekend at her family's Greenpoint Avenue apartment following a voodoo ritual. Her parents told police they took Alea to get her to stop crying. The ME says Alea died of multiple skull fractures, parents blaming the priestess who they say rolled the baby around on the floor to rid her of the evil eye. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says he's ready to step down.
It's the right time, personally, professionally. Personally, you got a great job offer with Teneo. Professionally, the department is in great shape. I've got a line of succession that the mayor picked the right guy for the right time, Jimmy O'Neill.
USA Radio News.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're learning more details about accused serial killer in San Diego, John David Guerrero, who allegedly went after the homeless. Jason Campidonia reports.
Officials say when the guy was arrested, he had a bloody hammer, railroad spikes, and the ID of one of the victims. Prosecutors say the accused killer murdered 3 homeless men and attacked 2 others during a 2-week period starting on the 4th of July.
At autopsy, the victim had a railroad spike in his head and in his chest.
Deputy District Attorney Mackenzie Harvey says 2 of the victims were set on fire.
Witnesses heard the sound of hammering and saw that something was on fire.
The guy will now undergo a mental evaluation to see if he's fit to stand trial. Defense attorneys say the guy is severely mentally ill. Jason Campidonia, NBC News Radio, San Diego.
Emirates Airlines say 6 Americans were among those safely evacuated from a Boeing 777 that crash-landed at Dubai International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother! We can do this together!
All right, let's go!
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh my gosh, you don't know!
I know!
You don't! Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No!
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock!
rocked it!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A restaurant owner in Mission Valley, California is looking for a social media crazed vandal.
The co-owner of Greater Grilled Cheese says someone tagged the artwork in the restaurant's bathroom. The vandal made a bold and then somewhat dumb move by posting a picture of his artwork on Instagram. The owner of the post then reposted it to several other social media sites. Now other people are saying they recognize other bathrooms on the guy's account that he's vandalized. Police say they've opened an investigation. Jason Campidonia, NBC News Radio, San Diego.
How worried are you? A new poll says 77% of those surveyed don't think Zika virus is a very big concern. The Fredericksburg NAACP and the Fredericksburg Police are teaming up to educate the public about how a traffic stop is supposed to play out. Frank Hammond has more.
The two produced a video in which Officer Ryan Merrill talks about what a police officer and drivers and passengers should do. President of the Fredericksburg chapter of the NAACP, the Reverend Hashmel Turner, says the problem is not being informed. Turner says the local NAACP is also sending out pamphlets, the 411 on the 50, in an effort to educate people about what to expect when dealing with police. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
All-time gold winner Michael Phelps will carry the American flag for Team USA at Friday's opening ceremonies in Rio de Janeiro. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We do the show here every Wednesday live from 10 to 11 in studio. Often we have live guests. We cover different trending topics every week. And our topic today is trim and molding and how to make your house more beautiful and consistent. One of the things that I want to pass along to you is that I run a promotion. It's a coupon that I have out. It's on the internet. They're in my store if you come to Flemington to the design room at Maven Hill Designs, is that I do a one-off, and I do quite a bit of these every week. And that is, with the coupon, I will come to your house. It's a $350 value. I will come out to your house and walk room by room with notes that you can take with you, how to improve each room. And I run that special. It's $199. It could take as little or as long as you'd like. You can ask me any questions. It's sort of a one-off. It's great for people that are do-it-yourselfers or just need sort of an inspiration or another eye to come in. And for $199 plus tax, I will come to your location and I will go through your rooms, room by room, walk through, and leave you a list of things you can do to make your house better. The right paint colors, the right trim and doors, things you can do, window treatments to bring more light to your house. So that's something that if you would like to do, you can always reach me. Phone number again is 908-884-0770. So today we're talking about trim and doors, and often when I'm staging a home for sale or I'm doing one of those one-offs and we're looking at trim and rooms, I become very aware of my surroundings because this is what I do for a living, and I can pass it on to you. So we talked about some basic trims, starting from the floor up, and that is shoe molding, which is the transition from floor to wall. Then we have baseboard molding, and we talked about doing perhaps a bigger profile or building it up by adding a piece to it and then painting it out all the same color. We've talked about doors, about hollow core doors, about six-panel doors or five-panel doors, and using them consistently in a space, and door surrounds. I want to transition a little bit up the wall, and specifically half the way up the wall is chair rail. And chair rail has been with us for a long time. There's a practical reason for chair rail, and the areas that are most common to chair rail are formal dining rooms or eating areas in the kitchen and so on. And that's because when people would push back in smaller spaces, they would hit the wall and mark the sheetrock or the plaster because there is no sort of a buffer. So for that, builders created, or homeowners created, a chair rail. And a chair rail was a practical surface so that it sort of was a buffer between a chair and a wall. So over time, not only did that become something that was practical, it became something that was an aesthetic element. So if you have an 8 or 9 foot piece of wall of sheetrock and it's painted out an off-white color, there's really not much visual interest on that wall. So when you have a dining, and it could be, it doesn't have to be a dining room, when it's a dining room or an eating area, or maybe another space, maybe your living room or maybe your bedroom, and you wanted to make it a little bit more finished, people started over time adding a chair rail. It was an inexpensive piece of mold, and still is, by the way, an inexpensive piece of molding that can go in the middle of the wall. And it's not necessarily middle. Typically, 36 inches is about the height, 3 feet, where we would put a chair rail. And it's painted out a nice trim color. And even if you have a light color wall, then you have that white trim, or the stain trim, if you will, that goes around the room at that height, and it adds aesthetic presence to a room. So a chair rail is great. I always have a chair rail in a dining room or a kitchen eating area, but I use them often in formal living rooms too, or more formal spaces, and they are a way to create visual interest. Another reason that I like chair rail is that chair rail is a visual cue to change your paint colors. So let's say you have a small dining room or an eating area and your house is very open. A chair rail is an opportunity to take that 36 inches or 3 feet, that space of sheetrock, and paint that out a different color, or wallpaper it, or treat that space, because it's now been isolated by a chair rail, to do something different with. So let's say it's your dining room, and your dining room is open to your living room, but you have a separation with molding. A chair rail allows you to, let's say, the living room is painted a neutral tan color or a gray color, which is more popular these days, all the way around. If you have a chair rail that goes around the space that's finished and capped, you have an opportunity to now create another color below the chair rail. So let's say everything is painted out in Benjamin Moore's Edgecombe Gray, which is a combination between gray and beige, the grayages that I've been talking about on the show, which is not a lot of color, and you really love navy blue, but you can't obviously paint all your space navy blue, would be too much. If you put a chair rail in your dining room area, which is part of a bigger space, and it has an end cap on it so you can clearly see where it starts and stops, that's an opportunity to also add color to a space. The chair rail will denote that that's the eating area or your dining room, but also below that, we can do a really gorgeous, maybe navy blue wallpaper that looks like grass paper in a dark blue. That would look excellent. And then when you do your window treatments or your table setting, you can carry and layer that color in. So chair rail is a great thing. I love it in eating areas, anywhere where you have a dining table, kitchen. If you have some sort of a nook, chair rail is great. Now, in addition to chair rail in spaces, typically more formal spaces, we're doing things these days like raised panel molding. And raised panel molding is where molding comes off the wall, if you will. It is the width of the chair rail. And we actually add on top of the wall beautiful, thick molding that goes all the way around the space. And you've seen in a lot of the newer homes. I'm working on a house right now in Flemington, a Toll Brothers house. There's some new beautiful development, Wolfrey 12, and I'm working, and they have beautiful raised panel molding in their dining room. So that is, they have the shoe molding, they have a big baseboard molding, and then they have the same width as the, or the depth, I should say, as the baseboard molding. They have raised panel molding, which comes off the wall, and it's solid, and then it has inlays, and it really looks beautiful, and then it's a chair rail. And then above that is sheetrock, and then you have your crown molding. And it's really a wonderful look specifically for a formal dining room. So raised panel molding is that molding which is consistent and comes off the wall. It usually has wonderful inlays in it. It usually can have a recessed panel in the middle, but it allows depth to the space. And that's probably, if you can afford it, the best way to go for a formal dining room. One of the things I do probably about 50% of the time when I look at somebody's formal dining room in particular and they want to dress it up, and I give them the chair rail that they like so much, as a cheat, I often do picture frame molding. And picture frame molding is just that. When you think about a picture frame, I actually take a frame of wood and create a box. and then I put those around the wall, and it gives the illusion of being a raised panel molding and having that depth of color without the expense of doing really full panel molding on the bottom. And I do that quite often, especially in dining rooms in particular. That can be done in living rooms. It can be done in libraries. It can be done in bedrooms. But to me, the best use of that picture frame molding or raised panel molding is a dining room, a formal dining room. And picture frame molding in conjunction with a chair rail is a very, very inexpensive way to make a dining room pop. I did a project in the winter in a 1970s house in Flemington where their dining room was very unadorned. It was wallpaper from top to bottom. They didn't have any molding other than baseboard molding. And when I went into the house, we got rid of all the wallpaper. And then I created a chair rail. And then we priced raised panel molding. It was just too expensive. So I created picture frames, if you will, of the same size that went around the room. And then we painted those out. We painted the picture frame molding out in white semi-gloss. We painted the walls from the chair rail to the baseboard molding in white, but we painted it in more of a matte finish white. So it showed two differentials. So in fact, you had the flatness of the wall paint, but the same color in the shininess of the semi-gloss of the boxes and the rail. And then above it, we did a saturated color. I think we did some sort of a citrus green above it. And that really stands out and really becomes something. It becomes an architectural feature. You do not, listen, folks, you don't have to spend a ton of money to make a huge impact. Something like that can make a huge impact. And paint only increases the beauty of that. It increases the depth of that. And also something funny happens when you add molding around a room to a dining room. It actually makes the room look bigger because your eye is drawn to the outer part of the room. So for dining rooms in particular or eating areas, we want to look at adding chair rail at a minimum, picture frame molding on top of that, or if we can swing it, we'd like to do the raised panel molding, and that's something that's really beautiful and really can make a change in your space. All right, we're going to take a couple commercials, and we'll be back and finish up our topic today, which is trim and molding.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be trim and molding. I have quite a bit to go over, so I'm going to try to speak quickly but get it through. Our phone lines are open if you want to call with any questions about trim and molding. This is a topic that we will definitely do again. 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. On one of our upcoming shows, we are going to have my good friend Marty, who owns American Woodline in Union, New Jersey, and he makes custom cabinetry and furniture and does molding, and we're going to talk about this at length. So I've left you off with chair rail, picture frame molding, and raised panel molding. Now I want to move on to the next area, which is the top of the of our sheetrock, and that is crown molding. And I have to say, any space looks better with a crown molding, and that's the place I think where size matters. And the bigger the crown molding, the better. Even if you have an 8-foot ceiling, you want to do a substantial crown molding. The worst thing you can do, I've seen people put shoe molding on the ceiling, on the top where the crown molding is supposed to go, and that always looks bad. But crown molding in formal rooms in particular is a wonderful thing. Your front rooms, your foyer, your living room, your dining room. If you can add some crown molding, again, not a big ticket item. Sometimes the labor of doing crown molding can be a lot because it is hard. Most surfaces are not level to balance that and make that look even and consistent. But crown molding looks wonderful. If you can do crown molding throughout your house, wonderful. God bless you. If you can do crown molding in the front of your house or just maybe on the first floor, always looks terrific. The bigger, the better. Couple things you can do as cheats with crown molding if you already have it, but it's a very thin profile. And I do this often. I'll take a secondary small piece of molding. I'll drop maybe 3 inches, 4 inches, and then I will put a small piece of additional molding. So you'll have existing molding, you'll have sheetrock, and then you'll have another small piece of molding. And then I paint that all out in white semi-gloss paint. So to the eye, it looks like you have a substantial piece of molding that has depth to it. And you don't even recognize that space in between as wall. It just looks like a big piece of molding. So that's a wonderful cheat. Now, there are a lot of different profiles you can do to crown molding. You certainly can do a standard crown, which is very plain. It has just little embellishments on the end. You can do a fluted molding, which has a lot of lines in it. You can do a crown and dental molding, which has almost the look of teeth, if you will, in it. You can do, if you have a Victorian, you can do egg and dart. They're all different profiles of molding that you can do. But I personally like a very simple, unadorned molding, but a very large profile. And again, if you don't have crown molding and you need to add it, try to add it to the front or the more formal areas of your house to start. You can always add over time. Again, in a perfect world, we'd have crown molding in every room. But don't get very belabored on trying to add lots of architectural details. Just keep it simple and up there. Just the fact that you have a crown and then you have a different paint color underneath will make the space look wonderful. In fact, some of the dental molding now and egg and dart and some of the different finishes are starting to look a little bit dated. So we want to keep that nice and crisp. White crown molding looks best. The area I want to end up on, because we have about 3 minutes late, is talking about ceiling treatments and ceiling molding. Now, if you have a house that was built in the 1990s or later, there is a possibility that you have something called on the ceiling called a tray ceiling. And a tray ceiling is wonderful because in master bedrooms or in dining rooms, a tray ceiling is a ceiling, and then there's an opening where the ceiling goes up, if you will. And it allows you to do a couple things. It gives you an additional height, but it allows you to trim that out and then to put a different paint color in there or treatment or wallpaper or faux paint. So a tray ceiling is, in fact, sort of an inverted tray. You have a room, typically a tray ceiling would be in a master bedroom or in a dining room. You have a ceiling height maybe of 9 feet. And then in the center of that space, it goes up, it can go up different increments, but that goes up a little bit. It's boxed out and then trimmed, and then you can use that feature. That's probably where often the light fixture will come out of. And you could use that flat surface to do something different. So if you have white ceilings throughout your house and then you have a tray ceiling, you can inlay that with a wonderful wallpaper, maybe something metallic. You can do some paint in that space. If you have a house that's very neutral, maybe you want to put a rich blue, soft blue gray in that tray, and you can do something into a tray that's going to look different and architectural. Now, if you have a house like many of us do, where we're lucky enough to have 9-foot ceilings, but our ceilings are unadorned, you also have a cheat. What you can do is, on your ceiling, you can build a box just like you would with a picture frame molding on a wall. You can build a box out, and it could be a rectangular box or a square box. But often what I do is I do a square box, and then I round the edges and create a beautiful shape, specifically in the dining room, and we trim that out, and then it allows us to create something in that space, like wallpaper or paint, and it gives the illusion of more depth or more space on the ceiling. So doing a ceiling treatment has become quite popular. It's been a long time now, 20, 25 years, when people put up a chandelier in a dining room or a fan or chandelier in a master bedroom. They usually surround it by some sort of a medallion. And a medallion is some visual interest that you can also put on the ceiling and is trim, and we treat it as trim. But you can surround that by putting some sort of a large frame around that, and that also really adds to the element of space. The last thing I want to talk about very quickly is coffered ceilings. And that's the look where you have sort of crisscrosses in your ceiling a little bit. And they're like compartmentalized. They're like boxes. And they're very beautiful. They're great in more casual spaces like libraries or dens or family rooms. And that's a wonderful way, a coffered ceiling, to add some visual interest to your space. Well, as usual, we're running out of time, so I thank you for tuning into Modern Design. We will continue to be here every Wednesday from 10 to 11 live. I look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, have a great week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, there are no arrests yet, but police are questioning the parents of a Queens baby who claimed their little girl died after a priestess tried to rid her of the evil eye. Sarah Kessler reports.
5-month-old Alea Backay was found dead over the weekend at her family's Greenpoint Avenue apartment following a voodoo ritual. Her parents told police they took Alea to get her to stop crying. The ME says Alea died of multiple skull fractures, parents blaming the priestess, who they say rolled the baby around on the floor to rid her of the evil eye. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says he's ready to step down.
It's the right time, personally, professionally. Personally, you got a great job offer with Teneo. Professionally, the department is in great shape. I've got a line of succession that the mayor picked the right guy for the right time, Jimmy O'Neill.
USA Radio News.
The safety oath. Repeat after me.